Our guest in the cafe this morning is A&M Commerce Economics Professor Dr. Dale Funderburk. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, you and I both admire a fellow named Ray Perryman, who is a Texas economist.
Ray is always an interesting read, and almost always he can find the bright side.
He does always seem to have a balanced, calm view of things as far as the economy goes. Well, he wrote an article, kind of an assessment of the Texas economy. And there's a lot in that article, but one of the things that we both noticed was he's talking about Texas needing, things are good now despite the downturn in oil, but Texas needs to look ahead, and what one thing he sees is a great population growth, a continuing growth in the population, and that's going to have to be accounted for.
It is. And in fact, he points out that we have done a lot in the way of diversifying the economy, and that has taken much of the pain out of the drop in oil prices and cut back in production there. But on the other hand, he does point out that with the growing population there, which has positive aspects to it, it also has some challenges associated with it.
And those are going to have to be addressed by the legislature, but he points out you're going to need to fund a lot of social-type programs to a greater extent than we have to avoid a slower economic growth in the future. He attaches the spending on some of these social programs to economic growth down the road.
It is. And in fact, the challenge is going to be for schools, for health services. These services are very, very much required when you have a growing population.
He talks about, in particular, he talks about indigent health care, foster care. We've heard a lot about that. Foster care and CPS. Those are some areas going to need a lot more funding and some infusion of revenue in the next few years.
It is. A couple of the interesting things, too, and I thought I would mention this. I think with most people, especially Texans, when we think of population growth, we think of migration. But there's a tendency to think, well, that migration is from outside the country. One of the things, and there have been, there's a state demographer who's done some studies on that. And Texas has been the fastest growing population state over the last half dozen years, at least. Most of this, in fact, the overwhelming majority, has been domestic migration. That is, coming from other states rather than other countries.
We're talking with Dr. Dale Funderburk, A&M Commerce Economics Professor. I wonder how many of us have noticed that, and for whatever reason, why that is not more noticeable to us.
I never hear it on when I watch the afternoon news on TV, or I don't hear it on radio.
Right.
That if you're not reading, and not everybody reads what the state demographer puts out,
then really,
those things aren't very much in the public consciousness.
Not a page turner, the state demographer's report. But it may be also we live, of course, here in the Northeast Texas, and it may be more noticeable that people are coming, especially from California. If you were to live in the right in the middle of the Dallas-Fort Worth area, or certainly Austin.
We all think of places like Rockwall, McKinney, Dallas, those counties that have had just tremendous growth. But if you look at rural East Texas there, now Hunt County has had some population growth over the past half dozen years. Not quite 2%, but a number of the counties in our service area have had absolute decreases in population, and most of the others are either completely static or up less than 0.1%.
Mm-hmm. And we were talking before we got started here, and to some extent, the growth of the population of Dallas County or Collin County or Denton County is at the expense of the more rural counties, at least as far as the young population is concerned.
Absolutely. A historical pattern that has held is that with your rural counties, they tend to have an out-migration in the younger age groups, but then people coming back in about retirement age, so you have an in-migration at about that time. And, of course, when you have an in-migration of the elderly, then there are more health care needs. The composition of those migration patterns are important.
Mm-hmm. Well, state legislature will be meeting again in January. They're going to be taking all this up. And from what I see, nobody seems too terribly concerned about the economy with respect to the oil prices being down, and it looks like maybe they're starting to go back up again. But going to have to address all of these issues starting in January again.
Absolutely. Now, whether they'll do it or not, but it's a problem that that is not going to solve itself.
They're going to be confronted with these issues. We'll put it that way. Dale, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
My pleasure.
A&M Commerce Economics Professor Dr. Dale Funderburk, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.